Today on Piano Jazz, Marian McPartland's guest is jazz legend, vibraphonist Lionel Hampton. Lionel, or Hamp as he was called, was largely responsible for giving the vibes an identity in jazz. He also had a hand in launching the careers of Quincy Jones, Wes Montgomery, and Clark Terry, among others. He was not only a great player, but a humanitarian and philanthropist as well. The program begins with Marian and Hamp playing Teach Me Tonight.
Thank you. Well, it's a long time since I played that tune, Teach Me Tonight. I don't even know who wrote that.
I know a guy by the name of Al Jarreau had a good record on that song.
Oh, he did, didn't he? That guy's some fabulous singer.
Yeah.
Well, now you started out as a kid as a drummer, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I was a drummer in a band called Les Hikes Orchestra in Los Angeles, California. Of course, before then, I got my training in Chicago in a newspaper boys band called Chicago Defender Newspaper. And I played the snare drum in the marching band. And in the orchestra, the symphony orchestra they had, I played the timpanis and the xylophones. And I took lessons on the xylophones for about almost 2 years. And I got all my chords down and my execution. And then I was for a pastime, I would listen to the records by Louis Armstrong and Coleman Hawkins, and I would take their solos off the record and play them on the xylophone, note for note. Never knowing that I was preparing myself, that when my family moved to California, I got in this teenage band called Les Hikes Orchestra. I'll tell you, Lawrence Brown came out of that band.
Lawrence Brown?
Yeah, the famous trombone player.
Oh, sure, Duke Ellington. Of course, it was with Duke, yes.
Yeah, and we did audition to back up no other than the great one, Louis Armstrong. There's a famous nightclub out there called Frank Sebastian's Cotton Club. They was catering to that type of clientele. They wanted to come and see the black musicians and the black chorus girls and...
Oh, I see.
And so they brought Louis Armstrong out to be the star of the show, because it was a big place, and all the white jet set, and all the movie stars came out there to get the entertainment at Frank Sebastian's Cotton Club in Culver City, right out the outskirts of Los Angeles, right across the street from MGM Studio. They'll think about changing bands and think about bringing Louis Armstrong's band out from New York. Well, they heard us, Les Hikes Orchestra, play while we was there filling in, and Louis' manager heard us, and he liked us so well, so he asked Frank Sebastian to keep us there and let us back Louis Armstrong up. And Louis just brought his music out from New York, and we played behind Louis. Louis liked us so well that we went to the studio and recorded with Louis.
Well, wasn't that where you first... Louis asked you if you knew how to play the vibes.
Yeah, they had a set of vibes and sitting in the corner in the studio there. And at that time, they only played just boom, 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 NBC on the vibes. No more. And so Louis asked me what was that instrument, and I told him, oh, it's a new instrument that just came to the music field. And he said, you know it? Can you play it? And I'm a brazen youngster. I said, sure. I never played it before. And I played one of his solos that I heard on Took Off the Record. And boy, that knocked him out. So he said, oh, good. So come on, we're gonna put this on the record. So Ubi Blake just had wrote a song and sent it out to Louis called Memories of You.
Oh, God, famous song.
Yeah.
And you played that on the record?
Yeah, that's the first time vibes ever been played on the records, and the first time jazz ever been played on the recording session.
Well, now we're going to have you play piano and sing.
All right.
I think that's going to be terrific. What are we going to do, Sweet Georgia Brown?
Thank you.
no gal town's gonna see. Oh, sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but oh, so neat. Has sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and wanna cry for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you why. You know I don't lie, not much. It's been said she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Oh boy, it's a shame how the gal cools them down. Fellas, she ain't met these fellas. She can get a Georgia name, a Georgia claim, a sweet Georgia Brown. Shoo-be-doo-be-doo-be-doo-dit. Shoo-be-doo-be-doo-dit-dit-da. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Oh, shoot, boop, bow, boop, 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 boop. Oh, fellas, she ain't met his fellas. She can get quack, quack, shooby dooby doo doo doo, quack, 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 quack.
We certainly did a job on Sweet Georgia Brown, didn't we? Now, before we go any further, I ought to let people know what's going on here. My guest is Lionel Hampton. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. One of my favorite tunes has always been Midnight Sun. I think that's a beautiful song. Maybe I could play a couple of choruses on it and then have you join me on piano, okay?
You knock me out now, because as you've been doing all day.
Thank you. That's one of the, I think that's one of the greatest tunes ever written. I mean, how did you come up with an idea like that?
You know, I got tired of playing High High the Moon, so I took those chords in front and added some chords in the back, and it has Midnight Sun.
Now, after all that, you're talking about being tired of playing How High the Moon, and now that's one of the tunes we're going to do.
Yeah? Okay. Thank you.
Funny, that tune has always been so popular, and I think it's coming around again. I think the kids coming up are beginning
to get a taste of it.
Yeah, to get a taste of it, right. Well, now I think I should tell people what's going on here. My guest is Lionel Hampton. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. I want to ask you about how you met Benny Goodman, because that was such a big part of your life, being with Benny, wasn't it?
Yes, and it was. You know, I was playing a little cafe out in Los Angeles after I got through doing my stint with Benny Goodman, and I had a little band, a good band. I know you know some of the guys in the band. Tyree Glenn played trumpet,
sure.
And the famous saxophone player, Don Byers.
Don Byers.
A very famous trumpet player on the coast named Teddy Buckner on trumpet.
Oh, yes, I know that name.
And he was playing a little nightclub called Paradise Nightclub.
And that's where Benny first heard you?
Yeah, so I had my band playing there, and, you know, we played only jazz in town. You know, the place was, everybody flocked to the places. So, lo and behold, one night I was playing, I was this guy playing clarinet beside me. I said, gee whiz, who's that? This was Benny Goodman.
You mean he just got up on the bandstand without you knowing?
Well, John Hammond, his brother-in-law, had told him about us. He had heard us a little before Benny.
Uh-huh.
He had Teddy Wilson with him. Well, Teddy was playing with him then, but Teddy used to play intermission piano. He never played with the band. And he brought Gene Krupa along. So all of them got on the stand, and we started jamming, and we played for about 2 hours straight. And boy, I tell you, that music went all through Los Angeles. When we got through, people were standing all on the street. The place held about 400 people, and the people was standing on top of each other, just cheering like mad. And Benny liked it so well, he said, let's go out and record this the next morning. You want to go with us? And I said, sure. So we went out to RCA Victor Studio, and we recorded Moonglow and Dinah. And that's how the Benny Goodman Quartet was born. That was August of 1936. And Benny kept asking me to come join him. But that time, the place had got a name of having big jazz because Benny Goodman, Gene Krupa, and Teddy Wilson had played there. And the guy took the sawdust off the floor and put tablecloths on his table and charged people $1.50 to get in.
He gentrified the place.
So I was doing good, man. You know, all those people. Benny wanted me to come and join him, but I didn't want to leave. So finally, he got together with my wife, Gladys, and Gladys got together with her mother, and the mother said, well, okay, if you and him get married, you can go. So finally, we decided to join Benny Goodman, and we got married in Yuma, Arizona. So we took Gladys had a little Chevrolet, and I had all my drums and a trailer in the back and my vibes. And we got to New York on November 11, 1936. We joined the Benny Goodman Group.
How did you get along with Benny? Did you get along well with him?
Benny was fine. Benny wants you to do your work, play hard. And that's what I did because I like to play, you understand? And then I realized this was the first time that black and white ever played together. God just put us together because anything we played seemed like it was just fitting. seemed like I was playing the right thing on my bass. Benny was playing the right thing on his clarinet. Gene was playing the right thing on his drum. Teddy Wilson was playing the right thing on his piano. And it just fit.
It was so perfect. I used to listen to those things over and over. There was Opus a Half. Did you write that?
Yeah, yeah.
Opus Three Quarters.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa. They were great ones.
Oh, those were good records all those years ago. And you were really ahead of your time almost.
It was a new area coming in.
That's right.
See?
We've got to play some more, Lionel. Can we do another song together?
Yeah.
While you were talking, I was just thinking of another great musician, Bob Haggart, who wrote a couple of good tunes, and he wrote What's New. We could do that, couldn't we?
Yeah, that's a beautiful. You play the first chorus, and I'll join you on the second chorus, huh?
Okay. Well, that was a lot of fun doing What's New, but now how about some two pianos? What are we going to do? What's this going to be?
Mac the Knife.
Mac the Knife, okay.
Shark has pretty teeth there, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has my heat there. And old shark, you want to watch out for him because he shows his teeth pearly white. Yeah, early in the morning, down by the river, there's a body oozing life. Someone is coming round the corner. Yes, it's old Mac the Knife. Now, down by the river again, there's a tugboat with a cement bag hanging low. That cement bag is for the weight, dear. Yes, so none of it will show. Take it, Baron, take it. Thank you.
I love it. It's wonderful. I never heard you sing that before. That's terrific.
Well, that's my rattle voice singing. But I will tell you, I never enjoyed anything like being here today with you.
Thank you, Lionel. Now I think I should tell people what's going on here. My guest is Lionel Hampton. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. You know, there's so many things that I wanted to ask you today, and we just didn't have time. But one thing that I think is so important, I really didn't know that you were paying for a whole bunch of low-cost housing. Please yes. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, in Harlem, people didn't have no place to stay. The houses were tumbling down, and rat infested, and I got together with the late Nelson Rockefeller, who was governor at that time, who had the organization that helped me put these houses together. I got one house, 355 families in it. And I didn't name it, but it's named the Lionel Hampton House.
Well, I'm not surprised you put your money into it.
Well, the governor said that's where he wanted it, and I just wanted it, you know, to be so the people in the neighborhood have some good places to stay, you know. So then we built another place right next adjacent to it called the Gladys Hampton House, which I want to name after my late wife, and it holds 225 people, families.
I think that's fabulous. Well, I wish you luck with all those projects, and they're just wonderful. Well, before you leave, I'd really like to get into a little bit of Flying Home. That's your most famous tune, and one of the ones you wrote. Can we get together and play a duet on that?
Yeah, thank you, Marilyn. It's been a gas, too. So come on, let's fly a while, huh?
Okay. Thank you. Well, I've had a ball this afternoon.
It's really been great.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Her guest today has been Lionel Hampton. Join us each week at this time with Marian McPartland and other outstanding jazz artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Recording engineer Andrew Milano. Mastering engineer Bill Sexton. Production assistant Doug Keith. Executive producer William D. Hay. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz, NPR member stations, and NPR. This Piano Jazz episode from 1989 was made possible in part by Save America's Treasures, through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. The original production was made possible by a grant from Exxon Corporation. Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and NPR contributors, which include the Lemelson Foundation, committed to improving lives through invention in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.